Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.
Experienced staff greets you with the same unique Mason hospitality you've come to appreciate since 1904. Open Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., and Saturdays, use our convenient drive-thru from 9 a.m. till noon. Mason Bank, financing your dreams, member FDIC. Welcome home to Mason Bank.
You're doing a heck of a job already.
Well, thank you very much.
Bud, could you play my George Strait and that one by Melba, what's her name, the one where the little kid comes in with a piece of paper?
No charge, Melba Montgomery.
There you go. Thank you, Bubba.
I'll do it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said: for mowing the yard, $5. And for making my own bed this week, $1. Going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed. 75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and a thousand memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen and, turning the paper over, this is what I wrote.
Stacy, I was wondering if you could play some Charlie Crockett.
Charlie Crockett, I'll do it for you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I think that I got lucky. I see it written on your face. You say you'd like to fill my shoes. How easily you take my place. But if you'd spare me just a moment before you go to pick and choose, I think I'll ask you just one question. How would you like to pay my dues? I shouldn't have come here in the first place. Folks in here like my kind. I hear they've got a lot of reason. I think I see them on their signs. They've got a lot to say in Music City, USA. Any place that's on the map. I might be in California, then go to Georgia, be right back. Up and down the Mississippi, Tennessee River past the shore. They're underneath the lights of Broadway. I'm in the alley with the ghosts. I shouldn't have come here in the first place. These folks in here don't like my kind. I hear they've got a lot of reason. I think I see them on their signs. They've got a lot to say in Music City, USA. In Music City, USA.
Yes, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just cleaning house and listening to your program.
Well, I appreciate that.
You bet. I like to hear a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Old Outlaw's Prayer by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And Anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean.
I'll do it for you tonight.
We appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening, and thank you.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve. Telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shoving. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you. Well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope. Thank you.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing?
It's bad.
Good.
You say, one of the songs is say,
come to I'll sure do it for you, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with me. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust smile, then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I
making love with each other,
islands in the sea.
Yeah, could you play that Foot Foot with Mel Tennis, please?
I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Here's a little story my daddy used to tell me, and I think it's one of the reasons why I stutter today. I was about 4 or 5 years old when he told me this, and it's about the three little rabbits, and there were three of them. And their name were Foot and Foot Foot and Foot Foot Foot. And they lived beside a garden, and they had eat up just about everything in the garden, and what was left was were older carrots, and they was getting a little pithy. And old Foot Foot Foot, he decided to go and look for a new garden. So old Foot Foot Foot, he said goodbye to Foot Foot and Foot. And Foot Foot to say goodbye to Foot Foot Foot. So old Foot Foot Foot, he hopped off, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped. And in the meantime, old Foot had eaten one of them pithy carrots and got sick. And he was scared, you know, he got real bilious. And old Foot, he told Foot Foot, he said, Foot Foot, he said, will you go and find Foot Foot Foot? He said, I'm sick. And Foot Foot, he said to Foot, he said, Foot, he said, what's wrong with you? And Foot, he said, Foot Foot, he said, I think I got a hold of a bad carrot. And he said, I'm sick and I don't feel good and I'm afraid I'm going to die. So old Foot Foot, he said goodbye to Foot. And old Foot Foot, he said goodbye, Foot. And Foot said goodbye, Foot Foot. And Foot Foot, he hopped and hopped and hopped and he 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 finally found old Foot Foot Foot. Old Foot Foot, he said to Foot Foot Foot, he said, hi, Foot Foot Foot. And Foot 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 said to Foot Foot, he said, hi, Foot Foot. He said, what's the matter with you? He said, nothing's the matter with me, Foot Foot Foot. And Foot Foot, he said to Foot Foot Foot, he said, foot sick. And Foot 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 said to Foot Foot, said Foot Foot, he said, what's wrong with Foot? He said he got a hold of a bad carrot, and he doesn't feel good. He's bilious, and he thinks he's going to die. Foot Foot Foot, he said to Foot Foot, he said, oh, Foot Foot, he said, a foot will be all right. He said, you go back, and if he gets any worse, he said, you take him to see one of them, a foot doctor. So old Foot Foot, he said goodbye to Foot Foot Foot, and Foot Foot, he hopped and 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 he got back there where Foot was supposed to be, and Foot was there, but Foot had died. All 4 feet was sticking up in there. And it scared old Foot Foot so bad too, because he had a bite of the same carrot. And he hopped 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 and he found old Foot Foot a foot. And how many feet did I say that time? He found old Foot Foot Foot. And Foot Foot, he said to Foot Foot Foot, he said, Foot Foot Foot. And Foot 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 said, what is it, Foot Foot? And Foot Foot said, Foot has died. And he said, I feel like I'm going to die too, because I had a bite of the same carrot. And Foot Foot Foot, he said to Foot Foot, he said, Foot Foot, he said, you can't die. He said, we got 1 foot in the grave already.
Well, Tracy, when I was a kid, one of the big names on the radio was Moon Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked the name. I think he wrote Jumbo Live with Hank Williams.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so he's a role model for Jerry Lee Lewis. So if you've got something, please. Thank you.
I'll do it for you. Thanks for calling.
We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. Had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you, and now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone, with all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. I'm just like a ship at sea that's lost without a sail. The dark clouds hide the sun from up above. And even with these broken dreams, my heart will never fail. For deep inside, there's only one true love. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. Take back home to you, hoping you would hear my SOS. Maybe you would come back home, my darling, if you knew how much my aching heart is in distress. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes.
Hey, can you play the old violin by Johnny Paycheck?
The old violin, I'll do it for you.
And Teddy Bear.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away. Me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go away. I guess it's cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. Cause you can't change the truth lightest way. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, John, where do you go from here?
wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew.
That bear I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again.
And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old bass will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. "We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true." I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
When I was just a little boy and life was bright and new, asking foolish questions was all I could find to do. One day I asked my grandpa why he moved around so slow. He said, "Listen, son, I'll tell you if you really want to know. It's the age that makes the difference, and the difference you can see. I'm running out of what the doctors call vitality. I'm just like a dried up apple that keeps hanging to a tree. It's the age that makes the difference, and the difference tells on me." Well, when I started courting, I was bashful and shy. It tore me all to pieces when a girl winked her eye. But when I started catching on, I didn't learn too slow. Pretty soon they said I was a regular Romeo. It was the age that made the difference, and the difference put me wise. That the time was right for loving, and the limit was the skies. Pretty soon I found out what it took to knock 'em cold. It was the age that made the difference, and the difference made me bold. Not long ago I was a man that really got around, but here of late I've noticed that I've started slowing down. Find it ain't no trouble now to stay at home at night. I'm mild and mellowed now, but I will soon be override. It's the age that makes the difference, and the difference make me know that my high-speed days are over and I'll have to take it slow. I ain't really feeling older, but I just don't feel the same. It's the age that makes the difference. Father Time can make a change.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tommy Cash from Nashville, Tennessee. And if you like country music like I do, then you'll want to listen to KNEL and my good friend Tracy Pitcox in Brady, Texas.
Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Took you away before you sang your song. Wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Took you away
away before you sang your song. Some people stick pretty close to home. Others are born with the urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby. Six white horses come to take you home. Bye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
They took you away before you sang your song.
The music from Tommy Cash for you. One called Six White Horses.
Good to hear from Billy Kennedy, who is listening to us tonight on KNELradio.com in Kansas City, Missouri. Tell me, it wasn't Kansas City, Kansas. It was Kansas City, Missouri that he's listening to us, and appreciate that. And he mentioned this little combination. I used to do this often. Hadn't played this little combination in a long time, but I thought we would. Especially for Billy. Appreciate you calling in from the great state of Missouri. We'll be up there next week, as a matter of fact. Here's E.T. and J.T.
Side by side we'll roll along, sweetheart, you and I. And to you I'll sing this song as the years go passing by.
Times may be good or they may be bad, but you never frown. I couldn't find a sweeter pal if I searched the whole world round.
Blue-eyed Elaine, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same, no matter where we go. We'll travel here, we'll travel there, never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed Elaine, and I'll be your sweetheart.
Ah, yes, Fillmore now. And now here's Jimmy Crawford.
Now sing it for your mother, son.
When skies are gray and things go wrong, we'll never fret nor sigh. But we'll just keep traveling on with our heads held up high.
And when I gaze into your eyes, your heart and soul I'll claim, then you'll know the reason why I love you, blue-eyed Elaine. Blue-eyed Elaine, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same, no matter where we go. We'll travel here, we'll travel there, and we'll never part. You'll always my blue-eyed Elaine, and I'll be your sweetheart.
If this house could talk, oh, what a story. Although it's only made of wood and stone, how it was home. I just came back in town to sign the papers. The house is sold now, it's no longer mine. And since the place I built for you once meant so much to me, thought I'd drop by and see it one more time. I parked the car, got out, and looked it over. The unkept lawn now seems so strange to me. That rambling rose that I set out with tender care had died, and weeds grow now where flowers used to be. I walked up close, looked through the picture window. The past was oh so clear as I looked through. I listened close.
Classic country
and almost heard those tender words of love. As I sit by the fireside with you. If this house could talk, oh, what a story. Although it's only made of wood and stone, how it would brag about its days of glory. When it almost became a happy home.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.